Hi there, Brandon. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your young business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not so good, but all right.
Okay. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and well, I'm pretty sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that packed result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call, and that's the real power of this particular listing, especially with your business being basically brand new. People will not need to already know the name of your company to find you as a top option, pick up the phone, and call you directly. So those people, of course, they're just going on Google, they're going on Bing, they're typing in junk hauling or junk removal, debris removal, whatever they might type in, your company will pop up as the top option right there on that first page for both residential and commercial clients to call you directly. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Living, breathing human beings who need your services will find you on their own and call you directly. So we'll make sure that your business pops up on that first page. And to do that, we'll create all the necessary content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Of course, the companies that pop up on the first page, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're just there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So we'll make sure that you've got all that content too. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from an fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Really, it's all the dozens and dozens of destinations and directories that no one's ever heard of. That's what's going to separate you from your competitors. Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, we don't create that content so your customers can find you there. Most people, even most so-called SEO companies, have never heard of that content. We are, though, a Google Premier partner, and we know that those directories are as important and as equally weighted by Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. And the more times Google can see that you are in that area, that you do provide those services, the higher you're going to rank. And that, in that local map, is where your customers are going to find you. They'll call you directly, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's a flat rate. Because you are a young company, you do qualify for reduced pricing. Actually, our new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's quite a significant savings. You save a little bit over 50% off of the normal cost of the service. And of course, it's a fixed rate too, so it's not an introductory rate that's later going to balloon up on you. It really is more of an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. Although it is a month-to-month service and there's no long-term contract, we know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And as long as you choose to use the service, it is a fixed flat rate. In this case, you're looking at $199.00 as an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Now, we can only work with one business at a time. We cannot and actually would not want to put our clients in competition with each other. So again, quite different than a lead-based service. With the calls coming directly to you, Brandon, and with it being a flat monthly rate, I'm sure that this is something you would want for your business, right? That first page placement and those direct phone calls?
What I'm trying to do on my own, and I'm sending out flyers to businesses that allow, that have a community board on
sure
Facebook and Yelp and Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because I, like I was telling Lulu, I signed up a couple weeks ago with Angie Lead.
Okay.
And at first it was okay, but then after a while, I started seeing all the red flags and everything was...
Oh, my.
Wasn't happy with their services.
Okay.
They'll send me 10 leads, and I'm paying $30 for each lead, basically. And
right.
And one of them answers, but I'm still required to pay them a fee, and it's like, doing what I do,
yeah.
It's just not profitable. Barely breaking even.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're not the first person to say that. I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of what I hear more often than not about that particular service. And of course, I've been in this industry long enough to remember long before it was Angie Lee's, which is kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List. Of course, before that, it was Home Advisor. Even before that, about 10 years ago, it was called Service Magic. And it's the same company, the same, you know, business model of sending leads to competing businesses. And of course, being that it's a hit or miss service, that you get the same lead that your competitors get, it's hard to maintain a high enough profit margin. It's hard to get a high enough conversion rate to justify paying for those leads, especially since a lot of the times you're just getting a customer who's really only looking for an estimate or two, trying to budget for something down the road, and not even necessarily knowing that business owners are coming out of pocket and paying for that lead. So, you know, what I would tell you is this, and it doesn't sound like you are having a lot of success with your lead-based service, but my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those others, even the ones that do have experience and success, meaning a fairly high conversion rate, even those clients, I think every business owner, in fact, would prefer just to get direct phone calls. I don't think that anybody likes to chase down a lead, especially when it's a shared lead system that goes out to you. And in the case of Angie's, usually 6 or even up to 8 of your competitors will all get that same lead. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, which happens quite a lot, Angie's is still getting that lead fee times 6 or 8 businesses. With us, though, it's completely different. You know, our job is just to get your phone ringing. Your success is our success. You know, we have to get your phone ringing, send you those jobs, keep you a happy, satisfied client, and kind of earn your business. When the calls come directly to you, though, it's a much higher conversion rate. I think the hardest part of any lead-based service is simply getting someone on the phone who's actually interested in hiring you. Most of the time, you call them and they don't answer, or they hang up right away, or they say, look, I've already scheduled it with somebody else, stop calling me. And then, you know, insult to injury, you got to call Angie's and say, look, they hang up on me, so you're charging me $40 or whatever it is. And you know, that's time wasted. And time is money, you know. So time wasted is money wasted. If you're spending time, money, and not getting work out of it, there's so many other things that you've got on your plate anyway as a business owner. The last thing you've got time for is that. I think my clients love our service because all you really do is answer your phone. You know, I mean, we do get you a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page, etc. So you'll always know exactly how much work you're getting and that the service is working. A lot of our clients, though, we know they don't use their tracking system very often. Some of them never use it at all, and they just answer the phone and ask someone who's never called before, hey, where'd you find me? How'd you hear about me? And when people say, you know, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's usually enough for some business owners to know the service is working. Our job is to get your phone ringing. Your job is to answer that phone. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, I was looking for a website here. Lulu did not attach a website, but she did say that you have a Google business profile and maybe a Google website.
I have no idea. I mean,
okay. I don't think so.
They did want to call me for a domain name, but I didn't create anything. I did create a profile. They sent me a verification number. I entered that in last night.
So last night. Yeah, that's...
I don't know much about the internet.
Oh, that's okay. You know, like I said, you don't have to. Right. I mean, you don't have to be computer savvy or know how it works. I mean, that's our job. You know, we've been a Google Premier partner from the beginning of that partnership program. We've actually been in business since 2004, coming up real quick on our 18-year anniversary. So our job is to create all the content. It's a comprehensive service to keep you on that first page. A lot of moving parts that we have to make sure that we're creating and optimizing and making sure that you're on that first page. I was just kind of curious because all Lulu put, and I'm going to have to ask her to be a little bit more specific with her notes. Under website, she put GMB, which stands for Google My Business, which is actually the old term for a Google Business Profile. And what she should have put is that you tried to pin verify your listing just yesterday. I mean, when I looked, I didn't see it because it's not active yet, but since you just verified it yesterday, that makes sense. So you did what a lot of business owners, well, in fact, what every business owner should do is verify your listing. You requested a PIN card. Google sent it out to you. You responded to it. That way, Google recognizes your company as an active business in the local area. What it does not do, though, is put you on the first page. So basically, that would be like a digital business card. You would still have to tell people the name of your company, and they would have to look for you in particular to find that listing. But we would have done that for you anyway. We would have created that listing with you as the owner and just asking for managerial access. So it's good, though, that you've already done that. That is one of the first things that we need to do. But we create the content to get you on that first page. Most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So you're kind of on Google, but not on that first page. It's kind of like back in the day, you know, when all we really had was the yellow pages, and we would flip alphabetically to the service that we needed, then really start calling from the beginning of the alphabet. That's why 20, 30 years ago, there were so many AA this, AAA that businesses that put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, and they got more phone calls that way. So although you will be recognized by Google, you're kind of buried a little bit, right? It does still work the same way that it used to work. You know, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that is available to do the job and has a fair price is the guy that we hire. Of course, nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. Nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. We just Google it. We hop on a smartphone or jump on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone off of that first page. But again, that's a big benefit for you, you know, especially being a young company. Well, it's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And in this case, that playing field is the first page of Google. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, it's hard to win. But once you're on that first page where most people make their buying decision, you can beat out that bigger, more established company. And, you know, the phone call is directly to you. You know, we're not creating any dummy number or anything like that. We're going to promote your business number, and it's your phone that's going to ring, you know, so there's no third party involved or chasing down a lead. Now, with that detailed reporting and tracking system, you'll get phone calls. I mean, most of the time, it's just direct calls. You know, it's quick to call on everything that we create. So residential and commercial clients will call you directly. There will, though, be a lead form on that website, Brandon, so they can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, and when they want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you directly through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything that they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, Brandon, did you have any other questions for me at this point?
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, you know, like I said, it is a lot. I mean, it's a lot that we do to get you on that first page, but really what it comes down to, we're making sure that people who need your services are able to find you. I mean, you use Google yourself, so you know that the businesses on the first page get phone calls. Once your phone rings, you answer the phone, you talk to the person about what they need, you decide if you want to take on that job. Again, you're not paying for a bunch of leads that don't turn into work and then feeling compelled to take anything that starts looking like work, whether it's ideal or not, just to kind of get a little bit of a return. With us, it's a flat rate. Again, it's $199, so it's really easy to budget for. You know, it doesn't have a sliding scale depending on the size of the job or how many leads you get. That is hard to manage with a lead-based service. With us, it's the exact amount, $199, bills once a month for that amount. All you really need to do is answer your phone when it rings and even decide what jobs are going to be most profitable, whether it's a residential job or a commercial job, big jobs or small. Maybe you take the job closer to home. You know, whatever is going to make it more profitable at the end of the day. And like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, you're still looking at that flat rate.
Right. I mean, that sounds great. I'm very interested. You know, I'm having my doubts just because of my past experience.
Right.
So what is required of me besides answering my phone and doing the work?
So we would, in the very beginning, and perhaps even today, do what's called a client interview. That's where we spend about a half an hour talking to you about the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one. We'll want to know if you've got a tagline, slogan, motto, what you consider unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. Basically, we want to know where you want to be found, where you want to service, and all of the services you provide, and how we want to promote your company. So once we've got that information, we do everything else. You know, it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. We will ask that you email us photos, or we can, in fact, pull photos off of your existing Facebook page. We can even have a link to your Facebook page directly on your website. So really, like I said, once we do that client interview, we'll take care of the rest. The original building of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So you wouldn't have to email us photos. If you're putting photos on your Facebook page, you could just send us a text message or give us a call and say, I put more photos on my Facebook page. Can you put them on my website? And we would do that for you too. Although you can always email us photos or even upload them yourself through your client dashboard. You do have the ability to do that, but we like to make it as easy for you as we possibly can.
Oh, what the heck? Why not?
Let me,
I'm kind of beating myself up.
you know, the thing, and that's it exactly. I mean, you're kind of chasing your tail a little bit when you're chasing down leads that don't answer the phone or get angry because you called them, and then you got to call the Angies and say, look, this isn't working, and you're spending too much time running in circles. Or when you're going out and giving estimates and they don't turn into work, you know, you're going to love our service. And like I said, our job is to make it as easy for you as possible, connect you with people who need your services. I do see it as B's, that's B apostrophe S, junker hauling and removal, with the and being spelled out, A-N-D, not the ampersand. But on Facebook, it just says B's junk removal, not hauling in that. So, you know, consistency is important. How you brand your business is completely up to you, but we want it to be the same everywhere. Is it just B's junk removal, or is there hauling in there as well?
Yeah, it's hauling. I thought that's what it said throughout.
Well, we can fix it. One of the things that we do is, it's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business, and we do the website. You are service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's no address for us to promote for your business online?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we'll make sure that everything is bees, junker hauling, and junk removal. And then it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the one on the Facebook page. It's the one you want your customers to call, the 937-791-9139.
Correct.
And is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. When someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message and an email. Now, I did see on that Facebook page, BS Junker, so B's Junker, and then 8420@gmail.com. Brandon, is that a good email address for you then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lulu's got your name spelled Brandon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Brandon, what is your last name, sir?
Haugh. H-A-U-G-H-T.
You said H as in Henry, A-U-G-H-T?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Haugh, when we contact you, we'll use phone, text, and email. Usually emails are for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
They're all fine.
Okay.
No preference, really.
Perfect. So I'll put any. There will be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer at all for that. Like I said, just those basic questions and a couple of other things. And then what I'll do now and what is required of us as Google Premier Partners is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're including the website for you, etc. Although it's recorded, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, it sounds fair.
Okay, Brandon, give me just a second here, Mr. Haugh, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Brandon, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Brandon, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Bees Junker, hauling and junk removal.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Brandon, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brandon Haugh, owner.
Okay. And Brandon, as the owner of Bees Junker, Hauling, and Junk Removal, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Brandon, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Haugh, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Brandon, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both you, from both us, I should say, and from your potential customers. And of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients, I'm calling the business number and it goes to mailbox full or mailbox not set up, or even if it goes to voicemail and I'm able to leave a message, it's a concern not because I have to call them back. Obviously I will, they're my client. But when I'm calling the business number and if it goes to mailbox not set up, I know that if I were a potential customer trying to hire them, I'd be much more likely just to call someone else than I would be to call back, right? So, of course, we don't want you to miss those opportunities. Like I said, all you have to do is answer your phone, but as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, Brandon, it also says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie leads. We're aware that you've got a Facebook page. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Hott, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Brandon, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's fair.
Perfect, yeah. Like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit, make sure that name, address, phone number, website, make sure it's accurate for everything that's already out there. We'll fix whatever needs to be fixed. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if you know of anything new, it's a good idea just to give us a heads up so we can make sure that it's accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, Brandon, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee. I'm actually waiving the one-time setup fee here, so it's just the $199 out the door. So your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, will be charged today, the 3rd of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199, Brandon, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Brandon, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, Brandon, of course, that means you can absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can also pause it. If you get more work than you take on, need to go on vacation, you can, in fact, pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Hott, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Brandon, that's simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. Hott, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then Brandon, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's working best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Is that first and last, or is there a middle initial there too?
Middle initial T.
You said T like Tom, right? Not P like Paul?
Tom, yes.
Gotcha, perfect. And then, Brandon, you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, number 517546 6081. 82-14.
The last four, was that 8-2, 82-14?
Correct.
Okay. Let me read that back in its entirety. Is that 51-75, 46-16, 60-81, and then 82-14?
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
08-27.
08 or August of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
071.
You said 071. And then does that bill at the 1311 Purcell Avenue in Dayton, 45420?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, Brandon, that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
One second.
Sure. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm good. I'm ready.
Okay. Gotcha. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Brandon, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they will, in fact, follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And Brandon, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We do try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, so towards the end of the day, we do get booked out just a little bit. At this point, it looks like it's too late for 4 and that the 5 o'clock hour is completely booked, but there is a spot available at 6 o'clock. If 6 o'clock works out for you, it would be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone around 6:30. And like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you be able to take that call between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour today?
One second. I am trying to verify that right now.
Okay. If not,
I have a significant other who needs to tell me, you know, so.
No, that's okay. If it doesn't work out for you, tomorrow's calendar is pretty wide open. At least the morning's a little bit booked out, but starting at 11 o'clock, we can get you anytime between 11 and, again, that last one available at 6 o'clock if tomorrow works out better for you.
We'll try tomorrow.
Okay. Earliest is 11. There's 11, 12, 1. Looks like the only one we don't have is 3 o'clock. So anywhere between 11 and 6. Did you want something fairly early or middle of the day or even towards the end of the day like
early.
Now? Early?
11. Yeah.
11, okay. We'll do the 11. It'll be scheduled from 11 until 12. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, so it won't get you right at 11. That's when they start to prepare for the call itself, and they'll call you a few minutes after 11. At 10, you're going to get an email. Our automated system will send you a reminder that the call is scheduled an hour after. So at 10 o'clock, you'll get that email. And then I'll also send you a calendar invite right to your email. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, CIENG, That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yes, I received both, actually.
Okay. If you open up the email, the invoice is at the bottom, and in the body of it, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click there, it goes to where the text message would automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Brandon, is that what you see there?
I got two, actually, so it's not the initial invoice, is it?
Well, if you have the initial invoice, it's got the invoice at the bottom. Yeah, you can use that one. And then in the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So you can click on the blue click here. I know that our system also sends a welcome email, like I said, with the client support information, but the one that we're looking for is the Local Splash Terms of Experience with the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. So we are going to, of course, optimize your Google listing. We are going to use the existing listing. We're going to ask for managerial access for that, so we can, you know, put a website on there and attach all the directories to it. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only like 1 out of 10 that uses Bing over Google. Most of them are using their smartphone, but still, you know, it's a lot of people, so we want you to get those phone calls too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll create for you. Mr. Hott, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom of that, there is a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to put in your name as it appears there. So it is case sensitive, and in this case, it's got the middle initial of T, but no period after the T, no spaces before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful not to put a space before it or after. But once you've got Brandon T. Hott in there, click on the confirm signature below it. Now, that does a few things, actually. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that it's the fixed flat rate, that we've actually waived your setup fee, and that we're including the website. It does also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is already accurate and consistent. It would also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the area, but you've already in the process of getting that going. So it's an important step in the process. It actually gives us the opportunity to get a head start on things even before your client interview. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Brandon, just let me know when you see that.
All right, so when I'm at the signature part, everything's capitalized, and you said there's no space between the first name, middle initial, and last name?
Well, there is no space before the Brandon or after the Hot, so no space before the B or after the T, but yes, do put a space between on either side of the T. So Brandon, capital B only, just the B's capitalized, space, capital T, no period after, and a space, and then capitalize the first letter of your last name. So it's kind of a finicky system. It just needs it to be exactly as it appears there. Brandon T. Hott with the appropriate capitalization on the BT and the H, and then with just the spacing before and after the T, but not before or after the first or last name. But once you've got your name in there as it appears, it should let you click on that confirm signature part. And then, like I said, that will allow us. Okay. So is it asking you for a username and password at this point?
Yes.
Okay. So that lets you know that you've successfully submitted that. You don't have to worry right now about the username and password. In fact, it's only doing that because the automated system thinks two things. First of all, it thinks that your tracking system is already active, which it's not yet. We have to do the interview first. We have to create the content for there to be something to track. And it also thinks you're trying to access that, so it's asking you for a username and password. I think if you were able to put in a username and password at this point, it would in fact give you an error message that that content, that page hasn't been created yet. I can give you the username that's already created. The password, though, will be sent out to you in the next couple of days once your tracking system is active. We will email and text you both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. And you can change that password once you log in, although a lot of people never change it. The username, though, cannot be changed. It is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself, 937-791-9139. That will always be your username. I'm actually sending you that calendar invite as well. It's got the local splash CIENG, again, client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, Brandon, please just include either your username or your phone number. In this case, they're basically the same thing. And then we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. If you want to jot down on that same piece of paper, or if you want to do it during your client interview, when they do the client interview, they're going to give you the photos at localsplash.com email address, so you can email the photos team directly. Like I said, though, we want to make it as easy for you as possible. You can send anything and everything to the support email address, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. I've already put in the notes here that we can pull the photos off of the Facebook page now, and that if we see new photos, we can continue to pull new photos off of the Facebook page. But other than that, you're actually all set up and squared away on my end. Like I said, it will be our client interview team, different department, giving you that follow-up call tomorrow in that 11 o'clock hour. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Get your phone ringing, get that website where people can see the work that you do, start calling you directly. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Brandon. You know, I don't say it unless it's true, but in this case, I did want to say, you know, thank you for your patience, for your kindness. You even made me laugh a couple of times. You know, I don't get that on every phone call. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. So it's always good to talk to someone who has been as respectful of my time as I hope that I've been of theirs, and you definitely have been respectful, and I appreciate that a lot, especially towards the end of the day. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the night, and our client interview technician will be giving you a call right at or shortly after 11 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks again, Brandon. Thanks a lot, Mr. Hott. You take care. You have a good evening, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.